From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Inevitably, at this time of year, someone will ask me, "How do you Brits celebrate Thanksgiving?" I explain that the last time a mass influx of foreigners survived their first British harvest was in 1067, so we're pretty much over it. Then the Brits ask me, "What do you Yanks do on Thanksgiving? Do you dress up as pilgrims?" While I was disappointed on my first Thanksgiving when we didn't dress up as pilgrims or Native Americans, I was able to compensate by embracing the tradition of eating too much pumpkin pie. Now, the more time I've spent living here, the more Thanksgiving has become my favorite American holiday. It isn't specific to a religion, mine or anyone else's. It doesn't commemorate war or politics. It isn't that day that falls between July the 3rd and July the 5th that doesn't appear on the British calendar. And for me, I have no old memories associated with Thanksgiving, good or bad. I don't look around the table the way I do at Passover and miss my grandparents and the old people who are gone. Nor, like some of my American friends, am I forced to remember in perpetuity that awful year when cousin fill-in-the-blank drank way too much and told everyone in the family exactly what he thought of them. An attorney friend tells me the Monday after Thanksgiving is his busiest, with people lining up to write various relations out of their wills. But the main reason I love Thanksgiving is because I have come to value the gift of having this one holiday each year when all I have to do is spend time with some of my favorite people and think how thankful I am to have family and friends, good health, food on the table and a roof over my head, safe water to drink, and no war in the streets of my hometown. With The Perspective, I'm Charmian Cohen.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.